group to perform is the Thursday Big Band from Desert Vista High School, under the direction of Mr. Michael Craig. They will be performing Washiwato by Dizzy Gillespie and Chana Pozo, Next Day by Chris Berg, and Christopher Columbus by Razov and Barry, arranged by Horace Henderson.
All right. Desert Vista High School, Thursday Big Band. Hi, Tom Wakeling here. And we're in Gilbert, Arizona. Oh, yeah. Keep the energy through that phrase. You got to bear down on that thing when you guys play that. Make it more, almost conceptualize it as a crescendo, except it like an energy crescendo. Okay, so now is when we separate the men from the boys, so to speak. Because we played this tune that lots and lots and lots of people know. We played the melody, and it's felt pretty good. And now we have a soloist, and so we're looking to see what the rhythm section is going to do behind the soloist to make the music have shape and contour and surprise and unfolding and you know, compositional interest. And so you guys have got to figure out, like right now you're what I call flat line, and you're playing the same thing, same groove, and it's nice and stable and it sounds good. You have to start asking yourself, you know, what can we do to add compositional elements to this behind the soloist and with the soloist. And the answer lies in listening to this music and playing along with it and learning what the real cats do to make it happen. Okay? You'll typically hear, for example, a drummer will play a different texture behind a bass solo than he will behind a trumpet solo. You might say, drop the guitar and just have piano comp here, or vice versa. I can't tell if the piano player is playing. There's also a Montuno thing that works really well over this tune. A piano plays, and the Montuno is a specific figure vibe that a piano plays. Gank, 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 gank. And you'll hear that, again, if you listen to, you know, this music and research it. That will really change it up for you guys if you get that stuff in place. Players on this song many times will play this. Gang, 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 bang, bang, gang, gang, gang. And of course, that's with the piano going gang, 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 like that. So check it out. Again, listen to the music. I mean, you guys are good players. You can listen to this music and figure it out, and add that stuff to your repertoire, and it's a difference between night and day as to what will happen to your performance when you have soloists up there. That's when, you know, when your smaller group segments of here, rhythm section and soloists, will begin to match the level of the written arrangement, right? You know, when we have the written arrangement going on with all the horns and stuff, it's exciting. It's already got all that stuff built into it. But right now, it's just the rhythm section and the soloist, and you guys have got to come up with the same kind of thing, you know, to keep it, you know, at that level. So in terms of all the fundamentals with the horn sound, just sound of the ensemble stuff, nice job. I'd like to hear, the fundamentals are all in place. You know, you guys are getting good sound out of your instruments, reasonably well in tune, all that kind of stuff. So, make it pop. It's a rhythmic music. So when you are playing as an ensemble, you know, rhythmic attacks, rhythmic releases, you know, really, really make that stuff pop. More energy through here. Keep the energy coming. Keep it coming. Yep, that sound right there. Try to get that sound when you play the other phrase. Then let it play. Get this sound, this energy. Yeah, a lot of good stuff going on. Again, you guys are on the right track in a lot of ways, and the rhythm section.
Ben Miller on the bass.
Rhythm section a lot. Yeah, nice job. The rhythm section a lot of the time.
And Sean Keller.
You know, is
an
area that is a more difficult thing to sort of navigate in a big band setting like this, at the high school level,
and.
Because so much of what is going on isn't on your parts, you know. The horn players are all playing notated stuff. A lot of times so is the piano and the bass. But not always, and not the drums. And you guys, it's on you, you know, to, like, know what to do and know when to do it. So some really good Latin groups in that style are obviously Dizzy Gillespie, but Machito and Celia Cruz, C-R-U-Z, Tito Puente, Mario Bauza, B-A-U-Z-A, Eddie Palmieri, Chucho Valdez. Those are just a few in the Afro-Cuban vein. Make sure and check your pitch on those saxophone backgrounds. might consider using that other cymbal. It's probably a crash or a splash or something. Thinner cymbal. You might consider using that as a ride cymbal as well, rather than going down to the closed hat. The closed hat sort of sends the energy in a opposite direction of where the arrangement's going. It sort of closes down the sound a little, rather than keeping it open after you've been playing the ride cymbal on the previous solo. Where'd the bass go? So you guys are you're the heartbeat of the band over there. You guys gotta play compellingly with a lot of energy. Trumpets, you guys sound really nice, well in tune, play well together. All that open space in there, that's drum fill stuff, setup stuff. All that stuff. There are a few times in there where I sort of lost track, lost the main thing. I heard the other thing, but not always the main thing, so just always be aware of, in music, it's been said, I think I mentioned this to the other band from your school, my friend Ron Jones, a composer, says in music's really it's two things, there's only two things, the main thing and the other thing. So make sure you know what the main thing is. There's always a main thing from start to end. It's, moves around. But everybody in the band's got to know what it is at any given moment and then, adjust in such a way that whatever it is, wherever the main thing is, that it's clearly heard. Yeah, guys, enjoyed your program. Hope my comments were helpful.